Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
Captain Marvel has all that a Marvel Cinematic Universe fan might want. Epic battle scenes, zooming spaceship chase scenes, a motley crew of intergalactic creatures, a buddy film storyline, and action, action, action. Captain Marvel would not be as good as it is without Brie Larson in the title role. As Captain Marvel, Brie Larson fills the bill and more. Larson is the Oscar actress winner for The Exceptional Room. Larson's square-jawed gravitas elevates Captain Marvel from the pages of a comic book and the screen of a superhero movie. Since Captain Marvel is an origin story movie, Brie Larson has a certain seriousness that lingers throughout most of the scenes. Her face conveys a cynical quizzicalness and often a sourpuss countenance. Her body language in walk and stance projects a solid toughness. But boy, when she smiles, she lights up the screen. Brie Larson's approach is understandable. No spoiler alert here, but as Captain Marvel, aka Carol Danvers, nicknamed Vers, she's in for a heck of a surprise that is nothing less than a betrayal. Brie Larson's scenes with Jude Law playing Yon Rogg, Danvers' mentor and commander of Starforce, are effectively prickly. Law relishes the role, which he interprets with brio and gusto. Even more interesting and fun are Brie Larson's scenes with Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury before he became director of S.H.I.E.L.D. Here's where the buddy film aspect of Captain Marvel kicks in. As is typical for the trope, Carol Danvers, a.k.a. Captain Marvel, and Nick Fury meet as semi-antagonists, and the challenge of the opposition cements their friendship. Captain Marvel has a Guardians of the Galaxy sensibility, which shouldn't be surprising because the film builds toward that film. Captain Marvel cast standouts include Ben Mendelsohn as Talos Keller, the shape-shifting leader of the Skrull, who are invading the Earth. Annette Bening as the Supreme Intelligence, a.k.a. Mar-Vell / Dr. Wendy Lawson, is very interesting in the role. Lashana Lynch is Maria Rambeau, a friend of Danvers, going back to their service in the United States Air Force. Gamma Chan is Min Irva, a Star Force member and a Kree. Directors Ryan Fleck, who directed Half Nelson, and Anna Boden, co-director with Fleck of It's a Kind of Funny Story and Sugar, work from a screenplay they co-wrote with Geneva Robertson-Drouet from a story they wrote with Robertson-Drouet and Nicole Perlman and Peg LaFauve. Directors Ryan Fleck and Anna Boden navigate the necessary Captain Marvel story points with a minimum of fuss and provide Marvel fans with another entertaining ride, the 21st in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Based on the success of Captain Marvel, there will be many more. Captain Marvel is MPAA rated PG-13 for sequences of sci-fi violence and action and brief suggestive language. Opening March 29 are Dumbo. Tim Burton directs Lucy DeVito, Eva Green, Colin Farrell, and Danny DeVito in the live-action remake of the Disney animation classic with a few new plot twists. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.